1. Begin transmission.
Hey ho hey. Good morning, space troopers. It's 1930 UTC and you are listening to the Dubious Marmot Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee. I'm also the sergeant at arms. And we are out looking for marmots today, obviously. I'm standing beneath some giant power lines crackling with energy. I don't know if you can hear it. I can hear it here in real life, but I don't know if you can hear it on the recordings. It's another extraordinarily hot day, over, you know, a billion degrees Fahrenheit. That's 100 million degrees in Celsius. And where are we? Oh, you know, I'm walking around in the vicinity of Tranquility Park next to some creeks that we are now looking down into. And what are we looking for? Furry butts. We have to spot some marmots today, or something bad might happen. We have to find the totem animal that will prevent Ragnarok or whatever from happening. I don't have all the answers, people. Just a very small percentage of them. Like I said, it's about a jillion degrees. I woke up with some minor back issues. I wouldn't have come out today if I wouldn't have had to get some exercise. Because I've got that bad rap. When I say bad rap, I mean that bad muscle spasm that wraps around from my back and over my ribs. So we got to shake that off today. Otherwise, I'm going to be more than worthless today. Oh, it kind of hurts to walk a little bit. Maybe I just need to take bigger steps. Not sure what my problem is. I've been awake for, you know, all of half an hour now. And I had a good time watching TV last night. Watched my football games. And there's a squirrel on a log. I thought it was a mati, but it's not. There's birds in the bushes kind of freaking me out here today. This is where we walk up this hill. It's kind of blind. And we gotta pay attention because usually there's some marmots hanging out right around here somewhere. And we're gonna find them. Alright, looking into the creek where I know there's some mati dens. See, there should be a mati sitting right there, but there isn't one. Okay. Just keep on moving upstream here, kids. Because we're going to get our matis, whether they want to be gutted or not. Because matis are good. Matis are one of the most important medicine animals. And that's why we got to find them. We got to know where they are. We have to have a marmot census. Because that's important. So I'm walking. Oh, there's some nice polypores on that log, but we're not out here for mushrooms today. Still hasn't rained in a while. It's mighty dry. This dirt path is really dusty. I will probably have to wash my ankles when I get home. The last time I was out here, a couple days ago, it was also another dry day and very dusty. And all the dust got kicked up and stuck to my sweaty ankles. So I had to stand in the bathtub and washed my lower legs off, and it looked like mud in my tub. It was very muddly. Now, where are my marmots? I'm walking up stream, trying to breathe regularly, but it's moderately painful. I gotta shake these muscle spasms. And at least we got a nice breeze here today. I'm not gonna say it's a cool breeze, but I think it helps. Humans are built for evaporative cooling, so, you know, what are you gonna do? All right, now here's the part where we come around this little blind corner around these trees, and we'll be facing some mati dens over here. Do we see any matis? No, we don't. Okay. That just means we keep on moving upstream. What else did I watch last night? Oh yeah, there was this horrible movie on, directed by Roger Corman, one of my favorite horrible movie directors. And this movie was called Gas. And it was, well, let me just say it was nice in 70s. It was nice in 72. And I don't know, I guess it was okay for, you know, as a reflection of the time period of American society. There was lots of Vietnam jokes and satire, and the kids were all hippies. It didn't make a lot of sense. Some kind of magical gas got released and killed everybody over the age of 25, and so the world was just made up of the young generation, and boy, did they suck, in my opinion. But anyway, it's kind of a hoot. Cindy Williams was in it, Ben Vereen was in it, Bud Cort was in it. Okay, where am I looking? I'm looking for Mahdi's. There should be Mahdi's around here somewhere. And I don't see them. But I will. Because the great marmot forces in spirit are telling me that there's Mahdi's here today. We just got to find them. And so, you know, being as it was a 1972 movie, when cars and were cheap and gasoline only cost 20 cents a gallon. Can you imagine that, kids? When I say 20 cents a gallon, I don't mean $3.20 a gallon like it is today. Or sometimes $4.20 a gallon. Just 20 cents with no dollars. Makes no sense to me, man. Makes no sense to me. But nothing does. Here I am standing in Polypore Bay. What was that sound? That was a bird. Polypore Bay. Polypore Bend. This is where the path bends around in an S shape. It gets all wacky. And here's that log where I found those eyelash cups, but there's none there now. Because it's too dry. We need water. Alright, now the last time I was out here, we found a marmot right up here. Is there going to be a mati waiting for us up here? Going to be very, very quiet. And we're going to sneak up to this little area to see if there's a mati right here in this little depression. This little dip. Well, apparently there's a crow out here. He's warning people now. Thanks, monkey. And I don't see any mati in my little depression there. Oi! Shut it! Ah, darn, I thought that worked there for a minute. What your problem is? Good. Shut up. See, that stupid bird is warning all the matis that I'm walking through here. And I can't see any matis, but I can see a mati den. What was that sound? No. I got no matis anywhere. Where are my matis? I got two crows. One of them's hassling the other one. And they're just warning all the motts. Thanks, stupid crows. All right, fine. We'll just keep on walking then. Walk by all these trees that I like. Hello, trees. All these trees know me personally. Here's a little log. I think I can see some. Yeah, looks like I see some oysters getting ready to pop out of that log right there. Some little mushrooms sticking out the top, which is always awesome. I walk by all these decayed logs, and here's a log with a lot of old dried out oyster mushrooms on it. This is the Maitake area in November. You know, we'll be searching around here for the Maitake, one of the good money mushrooms. And now we gotta look down here, back down into the creek. This is a good spot for looking down in here. I don't see any mottis. Those might be motti tracks, but they're too far away for me to tell. So, what are we gonna do? We're just gonna keep on walking. Is my back feeling better? Yeah, maybe. Starting to sweat now, that's for sure. But we gotta definitely come up to see this motti den up here to see if there's any babies hanging out, because this is the den where we have seen both babies and a mommy. And this is the den that's hiding under the tree that has fallen over. And we're just gonna sneak up here real casual like. We can probably be seen. I wonder if anybody's watching us. Looking for mottis. I'm really close now. Where's my motti? Who wants to be my motti friend? Oh, I don't see any mottis. There's no mottis hanging out here today. And I don't blame them. And now I am in direct sun. And I don't like it. It is uncomfortable. Oh, okay. Whoo, daddy-o, it is mighty hot. Oh, turning around, walking back into the shady area because this is starting to hurt. Okay, that's a little bit better. But we are going to head back to the car and get out of here. This is not a good idea, hanging out here in the heat. Giant zippers. All right. Oh, so I'm just walking. Walk, 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 walk. And last night while I was watching TV, you know, I was rolling through the sports channels looking for more football. And I ended up on one of those channels that's always fighting, you know, the MMA channel, the UFC channel. And I'm not really into it myself, for a number of reasons, which we're about to get into. But, yeah, so one of those toolboxes that narrates the fights or whatever, a commentator, you know, one of these idiots, is talking about how these MMA fighters are, they're warriors, and they kept using this word, warriors, warriors. And I just kept thinking, no, no, no. These are not warriors. These are the exact opposite of warriors. These people are prize fighters. What's the difference between a prize fighter and a warrior, you may be wondering? Well, it's pretty simple. A prize fighter fights for money. a prize fighter fights for prizes, just for dollars. A warrior fights for a noble, righteous, and just cause, regardless of compensation. A prize fighter fights merely to injure another person. A warrior fights to the death. A prize fighter seeks fame and expresses braggadocio. I am the greatest, you know. A warrior is faceless, remains anonymous, and focuses on humility. A prize fighter itches for a fight and looks forward to the next time that he can fight and get in the ring, you know, to accomplish more fame and to get more money. Whereas a warrior prays that he never has to fight again. I could go on and on, but I didn't mean for this to become a lesson in Bushido. But if there's one thing I'm going to ask you, it's to never, ever confuse a prize fighter with a warrior. You can recognize a prize fighter anywhere. You can tell by the way they dress, and they'll tell you that they're prize fighters, and then how cool they are, how tough they are. You may never know if there's warriors walking among you. And you don't ever want to know, because the only way to find out is, well, war. And that's the last thing we want to have happen. Ultimate fighting my ass. Maybe people need to look up what the word ultimate means. When I say you people, I don't mean my loyal listeners. I do mean, of course, the organizers of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And I don't think that's too ultimate. Oh, maybe I'm getting a little loopy. Is it too hot? Am I beginning to suffer the beginning symptoms of heat stroke? I don't know. I hope not. We need to get out of here. I'm kind of stumbling back to my car. My back does feel better, so that's good. I still got a little stiffness in there, but yeah, work it out. Work it out. Oh, also, when I was watching TV last night, there was this thing on. I've seen part of it before. It was a documentary. I think it's called The History of Funk or something. It's on one of those music channels, and I like funk music, and so I got to see them interview Bootsy Collins. I love Bootsy so much. James Brown and all kinds of other guys. It was like hosted by Questlove. Look for it. I think it was on the Palladium channel. I need to go to the store. Let's go to the store in 3, 2, 1. Blip, 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 0. Oh my God, and here I am in the parking lot of the grocery store. The grocery store that I refer to as Hyvel. Don't ask. Having some minor technical difficulties here, but that's okay. And to finish another thought previously, prize fighters do not possess Zanshin. You can spot a warrior a mile away just by the presence, his aura of Zanshin. So here we are, in the store, right here in Hoyville. And what did I even come here for? I can't remember. Oh yeah, well, sugar was one of those things. Great, which means now I gotta carry a 10-pound bag of sugar. Is this gonna aggravate my back? Well, I guess we're gonna find out. No reward without risk. So let's take a risk here today, kids. I'm walking down the cake decorating aisle. There's lots of different kinds of sugar, but I just want this kind. 10 pounds granulated beet sugar. Well, presumably it's beet sugar because it's not marked cane sugar. I guess I can take my sunglasses off. Put on my moon glasses. Oh, I really need to get some new glasses soon. How am I going to afford that? I don't know. Maybe I'll take up prize fighting. Yeah, I'll take up prize fighting when they allow swords. Ultimate fighting my ass. How can you call it ultimate? There's no blades. There's no swords. Jeez, at least give them a stick. Now what am I doing? I don't even know. Although, I do know. I gotta get some frozen food. I gotta get some frozen entrees because when it gets this hot, I just can't cook. It gets way too hot in my house. Oh, is this what I want? This is what I want. It's not the greatest food in the world, but that's life, isn't it? Oh, I do enjoy having this freezer open, though, I gotta tell you that much. It's nice and cold blasting on me. So happy. I like the coldness on me. I wish I had a room in my house that was a walk-in freezer. Now, understand that I'm not actually wishing that I had a walk-in freezer. I wish I had a room in my house which was like a walk-in freezer, except, you know, without the freezer stuff in it, and instead, you know, like a mattress so I can sleep there. Frozen mattress probably sucks. Look at this. Purchase two or more Bacardi mixers and receive coupon for $1.50 off your next shot. No, that's... You can't con me. I'm looking for some pina colada mixer. I'm not seeing it. They got daiquiri mixer. Margarita mixer. Well, fine. Be that way. No mixer for me. Now, what else did I want to get? Oh, you know what I want to get? I got to get me some tortellinis, because I have some sauce at home. Excuse me, I meant to say I have some sauce. I have some sauce at home, and I just need to get some tortellini, because I like tortellini. Why do I like tortellini so much? Yeah, I don't really know. It's yummy. Do they have the kind I like? Yes, they do. I'm so happy, because they didn't have it last week. It's hard to keep things in stock here, apparently. So I'm getting two packages. That's like four meals worth. Alright, you know where what I'm kind of close to? Kind of close to the fruit. Should I buy some more lemons so I can make more lemonade? I think maybe I should. Or should I go down there towards the bakery and look at donuts?
Those strawberries, the carrots. No, everything is in our...
We're going down to look for the donuts. Because I like donuts. I haven't had any donuts in forever. And I want to eat a donut. Let's see if they have the kind that I like. I can't tell. Let's get closer. Oh, doesn't look good. Doesn't look promising. Oh. I lied. There's two hiding in the back. Let's get them. There's three things in this world that cannot hide from me. Marmots, mushrooms, and donuts. I will find you. I will seek and destroy. Well, actually, the whole seek and destroy philosophy only pertains to the donuts. Got no interest in destroying a marmot. Or a mushroom, for that matter. This stuff's getting heavy. Oh, it's because I have the 10-pound bag of sugar. Do I want any fruits? Should I get a cantaloupe? Do I want some lemons? You know, I kinda do. What do I feel like eating? Do I feel like going through the labor of actually making my lemonade? You know, I don't right now, but in a few hours, I'm going to be mad that I didn't get this stuff, so I'm getting some. Man, the price of lemons went up. Everything's a dollar. Good Lord. All right. So, these lemons don't look so great. Where's the guy? Here's a guy unloading boxes of fruit. Has he got lemons on his bat thing? No, he's just got gonks and glonks. All right, here we go. Three lemons. Jeez, limes are also a dollar? You gotta be kidding me. What is this world coming to? All right, here we go. These are pretty big lemons, so let's go with two lemons and one lime. I changed my mind. I'm getting two limes and I'm getting cantaloupe because I like to eat cantaloupe. And now I'm getting out of here. It's really crowded in here today. I do not understand why. Oh, and look at these lines. Oy vey. Let me see if I can find somebody who looks like they have less of a line. This guy's closed. I lose. Oh boy. Yeah, we're 4 and 5 deep in all the lines here. Great. So I guess we're just gonna stand here for a while. That'll be fun. I just don't get enough standing around and doing nothing in my life, so this will be a welcome break. Thank you. This guy that rang me up, the cashier, is one of the most interesting characters who works here. He's some kind of assistant manager, a front-end manager or something. And of course, when he gets busy like this, he has to also be a cashier. And the most interesting thing about him is that his last name is Lewandowski or Lewandowski, depending on, you know, where you're from. And the guy is, how do I put this? The gentleman is clearly of some kind of subcontinental persuasion. And I'm dying to know. I mean, he looks Madrasi. You know, I couldn't tell without, you know, checking his DNA. But how did this guy ever get the name Lewandowski or Lewandowski? I'm dying to know. I've just sat down here in my car, and a truck is parked in front of me. And it's a frozen pizza truck. And what's the brand of the frozen pizza? Bellatoria. And if you know Latin, you know that has something to do with warriors. You just can't get away from it. It's still 1,000 degrees. Let's go home so we can wrap this up. 3, 2, 1, 0. Hello, we're back in the studio. Back in the nice refrigerated air. Oh, I'm enjoying the comfort of modern technology. I do love air conditioners. Probably the greatest thing that mankind has ever invented, as far as I'm concerned, you know. After the discovery and harnessing of electricity, of course. Oh my goodness, look at the clock. It's 1958 UTC. Which means that it's probably time for me to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow, just because. Who knows, something awesome might happen. My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here. Bye-bye. And if Mark Clattenburg is listening, Mark, you're my hero.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.